Hello, welcome, and dobrodošli to Feel Slovenia, the podcast. In each episode, we will explore what I have called the world's best country, meeting locals, traveling, eating, and getting to know the very best of Slovenia. This podcast is written and hosted by me, Dr. Noah Charney, and is brought to you by the Slovenian Tourist Board. Holidays in Slovenia are not all that different from what I'm used to back home, thanks to the colonialist quality of the American capitalist tradition. Christmas here is like Christmas there. Aside from the gifts being opened on Christmas Eve, whereas Americans wait until Christmas morning to eagerly scamper downstairs to dive into the jewel-colored wrapped gifts beneath the tree. Well, there are subtle differences. Americans wrap all their gifts, while Slovenes are more likely to place them in gift bags. I'd never seen a gift bag, a darilna vrečka, before moving here. The main difference here is that there are three different, but similar, December holiday protagonists, each with his own holiday. Miklaus, St. Nicholas, and Dedek Mraz, Grandfather Frost, and Božiček, Santa Claus. Now, all of them look similar, and in English, Santa Claus and St. Nicholas are the same person. St. Nicholas Day is December 6th. Christmas is still December 25th. And Dedek Mraz usually appears around New Year's. All look vaguely like our global idea of Santa, with a white beard and flowing pajamas, one in white, one in red, one in blue. December 6th is St. Nicholas Day, or in Slovenia, Sveti Miklaus. It's the saint day of a Greek bishop of Myra, born circa 270 AD, whose biography is full of grim and horrible stories of murder and nothing you'd think would be associated with Christmas cheer. Miklaus is accompanied by harkalni, demons, who look scary and shake chains and threaten children who do not behave. Then Sveti Miklaus enters, white-bearded and white-robed, carrying gifts. Back in Yugoslav days, these often amounted to little more than some oranges, chocolates, and new socks. But then all would be well. The St. Nicholas-Santa Claus confusion is to be blamed on the Netherlands, where St. Nicholas became Sinterklaas, and children would have a wooden clog or shoe outside their bedroom doors on the eve of December 6th. Now, if they'd been good, in the morning it would be filled with gifts, candies, or fruits. But if they'd been naughty, it would contain a birch rod to administer rough justice. Well, I guess that's a preferable fate to being carried away by parkalni. Dedek Mraz, whose name sounds like a funk musician from the 70s, Granddaddy Cool, is a Soviet communist invention, so he is by default less fun than the other two. If anyone could dislike Christmas, well, it was Joseph Stalin. He did not want a religious holiday in the Soviet Union, and he did not want anything American, but parents were attached to the gift-giving, and so his minions established Ded Moroz, Grandfather Frost, or Dedek Mraz in Slovene, a figure dredged up from Slavic mythology and dressed in a blue robe so as not to confuse him with Santa in Coca-Cola red. Our image of Santa Claus actually comes from an early Coca-Cola commercial, and Miklaus would be in white. And they made the arrival of Dedek Mraz on New Year's. It was different for the sake of being different, but it caught on across socialist countries, including Yugoslavia, where Dedek Mraz would appear at various factories and bring gifts to children of the workers. But families would privately still celebrate the beloved holidays they recalled from their childhood. And so, in former socialist countries, you might well encounter a packed December, featuring white-robed St. Nicholas and his accompanying devils, red-robed Santa Claus, and blue-robed Dedek Mraz all in a row. Confused? Well, just wait until you live here and need to coordinate out three rounds of various gifts all within a single month. I'm interested in learning about the traditional history of how people celebrated gift-giving good men in December. So there are three of them, and for us foreigners, it can be confusing.
Mm-hmm. The question you're asking is, of course, something which was not only known in Slovenia or also Yugoslavia, but it is the history of the at least second half of the 20th century, when Catholic or Christian traditions were put, so to say, in private life when the state and the church became constitutionally, so legally separated. And that, in fact, meant that Miklaus, so to say, and Christmas, or St. Nicholas and Christmas, was supposed to be celebrated only in churches or in private homes, private sphere. But that, of course, depended whether this was the case in bigger town or in smaller towns or the rural areas. And because I'm mentioning that because we know at many places, also during socialist period, St. Nicholas or Miklaus Vanya, which were taking place also publicly when Miklaus and its escorts visited houses, visited or scared kids, etc., remained also in the post-Second World War period. But generally or normatively speaking, the one who became the most publicly known at that time was the Dedekmas. So that's the invention really of the socialist countries of the socialist time period. And the invention, which was invented in Slovenia happened not already in the 1945, but a couple of years later, because this transition to socialism took a couple of years. And in the 1948, it was for the first time that the Dedekmraz appeared in bigger towns. And it was then something, a character which was, who was supposed to appear also in schools, at public areas in various towns around Slovenia and around Yugoslavia, at the workplaces, etc. So it was invented to replace all the gifts that kids received from those two characters, which you already mentioned before. But I have to stress that really Božiček, so the character as we know it, him today, was not known in Slovenia and Yugoslavia in the first half of the 20th century, so to say. But it was predominantly Miklaus, and the gifts were given, for example, also at the 25th or 24th of December, but they were not given by the special character, Božiček. That's the new invention, really. So the most recent, so to say. So it is in present times, really, that kids get, or not only kids, get gifts by the three of them. While in the first half of this 20th century was it either by Miklaus or just they were given gifts at the occasion of Christmas or New Year, but there was not this special character as we know him today, so Božiček.
The holidays are about more than just gifts, at least they should be. Christmas markets, concerts, and events pop up all over Slovenia. Let's take a look at some of the holiday activities and sites you can enjoy when visiting. Maribor, Slovenia's second largest city and the 2012 European Capital of Culture, has all manner of festivities every December. The entire month features an extensive Christmas market, but there's also caroling, a magic gallery trail that you can follow through the city streets, a perfect way to encourage children to explore. There's an ice skating rink, workshops where you can make your own gifts by hand. You can take a ride on a horse-drawn carriage and ride the panoramic Wheel of Maribor, a beautifully illuminated Ferris wheel. The Fairy Town Festival offers programming for children with over 100 events scheduled in December. To learn more, go to visitmaribor.si. Škofja Loka is a beautiful medieval town in the heart of Slovenia, complete with an elegant castle and a river that runs through it. I spoke to Sanja Prelis about Škofja Loka, as well as the other 20 towns which are part of Zgodovinska Mesta, the Historical Towns Association of Slovenia.
Yes, Škofja Loka is one of 21 towns that are members of our association. And December is, of course, a very good time to visit all the Slovenian historic towns when then light up in a special festive mood. You can smell the mulled wine, you can smell sweet cinnamon, and you can hear the children laughing on the streets. So what is so special? I could say that all the traditional festive fairs where the local artists, craftsmen, and artisans present their products, which are, of course, ideal gifts for under the Christmas tree. I can give some tips, but it's very difficult to make a selection from 21 very, very beautiful towns, but I can try to put some ideas. Of course, you can visit the fairy tale fair of Ptuj, which is the oldest town in Slovenia, when Ptuj is transformed into a real experience in December. In December, shop windows also come alive in Celje. And when you are visiting Celje, you shouldn't miss the beautiful old castle of Celje, where the knight Parsifal invites you on a lantern adventure. If we go to the coast in Koper, you can maybe try out the ice skating right by the sea. Something special happens also in Tržič. They have the unique wooden figures for the nativity scene. They're originally from 1935. Of course, the nativity scene traditionally accompanies the arrival of Christmas, but you can learn the interesting story of how the Holy Night was first sung in the Slovenian language in Tržič. They have a special guided experience that you can attend. And like I said, it's very difficult to make a selection among the old towns. I invite you also to visit, let's say, Novo Mesto, Kranj, Piran, Slovengradec, and all the other towns. You can, of course, find all the December events on our website, skotovinska-mesta.si.
Maria Lach told me about holiday festivities in Slovengradec, a lovely historical town in the Styria or Štajerska region of Slovenia.
Merry December in Slovengradec always begins on December 1st with the lighting of the holiday lights and the lighting of the first candle on a large advent wreath which we have at the entrance to the old town. Throughout the month, we will organize various events, Christmas markets and entertainment for children. On December 21st, we will have late-night shopping in the town center with a Christmas market and a concert by the group Mareja. Children will also have the opportunity to meet Santa Claus, especially from December 18th to 20th, as he travels around our city in his specially decorated car. In the town center, we have a special mailbox where children can leave their letters to Santa. Of course, we also organize New Year's Eve celebration on the main square, this year with a concert by the local group OK. Actually, Slovengradec is always very beautiful in December, very beautifully decorated. And we will have also this year some additional special decorations on the main square with some corners, especially for children who can also participate in a treasure hunt in the town center. So you are kindly invited to visit Slovengradec also in December.
Visiting a world-famous cave might not at first be the most obvious choice in December, but spectacular Postojna Cave has a very special event every year around Christmas, a living nativity scene in which actors play the roles of the biblical nativity characters. To tell us more, I spoke to Dragan Kikovic, who has been the event manager at Postojna Cave for nearly a decade.
The idea of the living nativity scene was conceived exactly 33 years ago. The idea naturally presented itself to honor two great miracles. The natural wonder of Postojna Cave on one side and the miracle of the birth of Jesus Christ on the other. This gave the rise to the first living nativity scene, which of course was much more modest compared to today's. However, living nativity in Postojna Cave was the first living nativity scene in Slovenia placed outside of the sacred buildings, and this was the big step at that time. Initially set up in a single location today, this amazing Christmas spectacle stretches through the entire tourist part of the cave, spanning 5 kilometers. Over the years, the Christmas fairy tale in Postojna Cave has become richer, with a bigger spectacle, more lights and accompanying program, as well as improvements in a costume design and content. This year, Christmas holidays are bound to be truly extraordinary. Over 100 actors, amazing international singers, first-rate musicians and the dancers will come together to create a dazzling and unforgettable spectacle inside Europe's largest cave, Postojna Cave, in Slovenia. From 25th to 30th December, the living nativity scenes in Postojna can offer an extraordinary experience to set Slovenia apart as a must-see, must-visit season destination. This incredible spectacle, which draws families from all over the world, is full of surprises and far from traditional Christmas event. It's a unique 90-minute experience that begins with a playful ride on a K train and combines the story of Christmas miracle, angelic singing, dancing performances, and set against to the natural beauty of the more than 5-kilometer-long underground stage Postojna cave. The cave natural formation are highlighted, making every corner of Postojna cave spectacle of light, color, and the beauty, unlike other Christmas events. An international cast will feature outstanding Slovenian singers and vocalists from Italy, such as Raven, Ivan De Fabiani, Urška Kastelic, Rebecca Stanovnik, Anabela Kosanovic, and Marta Gargulio, placed among the stalactites in a magnificent cave chambers and adorned in a rich angelic costumes. They will create the most beautiful holiday atmosphere with the songs like Ave Maria, Silent Night, and Time to Say Goodbye. I think this is more than enough reasons to visit our amazing Postojna cave and celebrate this fairy tale Christmas in such a magical place. Visit us, please, between 25th and 30th December.
Ljubljana is one of the European cities that makes you feel warm and fuzzy inside when it's all decked out with festive lights. When steam rises from cups of mulled wine and friends gather to explore the Christmas market and enjoy time together. Those festive lights are extra special. The annual December decorations of Ljubljana were, for many years, overseen by a celebrated Slovenian painter, Zmago Moritz. When he passed away, his son Urban, a well-known photographer, took on the role. The Moritz family has been organizing the lighting decorations in the Ljubljana Center for more than 2 decades. I spoke with Urban to learn more about what to expect this year.
Some parts remain quite original, but there are many, many new things. We made quite, let's say, a big thing on Prešeren Square. This is the center of the city. Mm-hmm. There's a big UFO floating above the square. And this is the core of the whole story. We titled this year's project, They Are We. And this means that maybe today we are here natives, but tomorrow maybe we will be refugees. Today we are earthlings, but maybe in a few years when they sort out all the problems with travel to Mars, maybe we will be Martians also. So we're trying to connect us and to emphasize on our mutual understanding and respect.
Slovenia is a great place to visit every December, regardless of which of the jolly, gift-giving, bearded men of the season you choose to celebrate, or opt for all of them. Veselo Miklaužovanje, Happy St. Nicholas Day, or Srečen Božić, Merry Christmas, or whatever feels right for you. You can be sure of lights, warmth, mulled wine, good cheer, and alpine coziness throughout Slovenia in December. Hvala and thank you for listening to Feel Slovenia the Podcast. This podcast is brought to you by the Slovenian Tourist Board and was written and presented by Dr. Noah Charney. Please subscribe to get each new episode and tell all of your friends interested in travel and all things Slovenia. If you'd like to learn more, visit slovenia.info. For more information, you're welcome to follow our social media channels, Feel Slovenia on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, LinkedIn, YouTube, and TripAdvisor.